Welcome to the J Train Podcast. Today we're going to talk about meet cutes. We also take a mailbag question about how long to hold a grudge. Check it out, enjoy, share with a friend, comment on YouTube.
Welcome to the new J Train Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train Jared Fried coming to you live from Midtown West, would we call this? Feather Nation Studios. I'm very excited for today's co-hosts, two hilarious comedians. Mary Beth Barone, thank you for coming on.
You forgot to say female.
I'm kidding. Right. A couple of ladies, comedians. Yeah. When someone does that, immediate, I think less of them.
I'm just like, okay.
I thought you'd be better.
That's where we're at, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Where you're like, so it has an asterisk on it.
Right.
Well, I got brought up one time at a show. They said I was like on like a military base, and this guy was like, I think this is the first lady we ever had on the stage, Maddie Wiener. And I was like, good Lord, I'm about to be sacrificed.
Right, you're Jackie Robinson. We've never done this before. A woman. I've had intros, but they don't. Maybe that's the joy of being a man, is that I'm just like, I can't believe this is happening. You're more, I can believe that the guy's like, we got a lady comic. I had one guy go, this next guy looks like someone you'd want to drive their car off a cliff in the rom-com. Like the bad guy in an 80s movie. Like that was the way I was being described.
So they brought you on stage?
To bring me on stage. I had another person recently. this person's Jewish.
Good Lord.
And had this whole like thought, like you could tell they were like thinking over how to explain, but like Jewish and I was like, every moment of this is horrific.
Yeah.
And you have to go on and like, you do have to acknowledge what was just said. Like they've added a speed bump to everything you're doing.
Yeah, this next person, think about them this way. It's Jared Fried. Like,
right.
You're adding I've had
another one. This guy's a bro, but he's like a good guy. And I'm like, maybe they didn't think of that. You know, like,
whenever there's like a roasty thing in an intro, I'm like, well, they haven't seen us yet. You know what I mean? Like, people are saying that because it's like, this is my friend. This guy looks like whatever. And they're like, I don't know who's about to come on stage.
Right.
I have no right.
I'm not friends with you guys.
Right.
Like that's the thing. There's a little too much familiarity. I don't like a comedy show, this next person, my best friend in the world. I wouldn't like that as the best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't like that as the audience member.
Because it means nothing.
Nothing.
Them. But also, I mean, I could talk about comedy show hosts lately, what's happening in comedy show hosting culture. Just don't ask me a credit if you're going to get it wrong.
Right.
Just don't ask me. Just my name is enough. That's three words. I know that's a huge thing to take on. Don't then try to do a credit and then get it wrong because... Then I have to correct them or not correct them. Like I have to make the decision whether or not to then make them look stupid or to just be like, oh yeah, that's what my show's called.
It is very frustrating because it's this like, you either care about the job or you don't. You either want to do this job or you don't want to do it. Let me introduce, but as a host, I should be. My other co-host, Maddie Wiener, thank you for coming on. Hilarious comic.
Thank you for having me.
Maddie and Mary Beth are both here. We're going to do some, we have a coffee with J Train. I got a whole talk about meet cutes. We're going to do a mailbag. We're going to do a luxury lounge. We got a lot of great stuff coming, but I do think I have hosted many, many times. I hosted at the Cellar for 6 years. Every
I have a
show-
story about that. I saw you at the Cellar when I was first starting out and you were hosting and I had only been, you know, maybe doing open mics and stuff, but I did slide into your DMs.
Oh, really?
But you didn't bite.
I didn't.
You didn't bite at all. I said, oh my God, I saw you at the Cellar last night. You were so funny. You were just like, thanks.
that's
blocked.
Thank you.
And then you blocked me. No.
Blocked immediately.
It was very
polite. Don't tell me I was funny.
Fuck you.
No, it's hard to host, but it's also, I think it's hard because there's like a lot of moving, you know, there's a lot of plates to spin, so to speak. But then... all you have to do when you host is the rhythm of an intro. That's how the audience wants to be led. Mm. They also don't pick up too much information.
Right.
So, and your next comic, all you have to do is just up. And then they clap. Like, I get annoyed when a host will go up and they'll go, and their next comic, come on, clap, clap. And you're like, no, if you just do the rhythm, they will clap like idiots.
Yeah, you truly can say anything. I've had people like make up fake credits for me. They're like, you've seen her on Johnny Carson. And I'm like, mathematically impossible. But it's like, but, sure. But it's fun. Nobody clocks it. It's just, yeah.
Well, that's the point. If you just say it in the rhythm, you're good. Your next comic, you've seen her on the Johnny Carson show. Give it up for Maddie Wiener. Clap, clap, clap. They know to clap just by the way you said it. And yeah. It's like, I get so frustrated with all this. Well, listen, happy to have you both here. Mary Beth Barone, you have a special that's out right now. It's great. On YouTube. Yes. I watched it. It's hilarious. Everyone should go watch it. It's called Thought Provoking.
Yes, thank you.
You taped it in Brooklyn.
Taped it at the Bell House, my favorite venue in the city.
Great spot.
I guess it's not technically in the city. See how scared I am of being corrected, of saying that the Bell House is in the city. To me, it's in New York, so it's the city.
That's
but
the
I know
city.
It's technically not the city.
It's one of the boroughs.
Yeah, it was really fun. We taped two shows and we kind of like fused together the best, what we thought were the best moments. So yeah, it actually turned out to be 40 minutes. I set out to do a half hour, but it's 40 minutes. So it's kind of unique in that way.
Very unique. I watched it. I thought, wow, this is 40 minutes. I've never seen such a thing in my entire life.
It's crazy.
And it's very funny. You talk about growing up and you have a lot of siblings.
Five siblings.
Wow, yep. And you had a very, were you very religious?
We were, yeah.
Yeah.
I still drank a lot of alcohol though. As a it wasn't like that. It was Irish Catholic. So
right. It
wasn't religious and lame. It was religious cool and still
religious.
Had fun. But yeah, I went to Catholic school until I was 14. And as I say in the special, there was some Catholic drama with the president of our school, but not
right. In
the way that you'd think.
No, it's actually, definitely go watch it. There was drama with the priest that was the head parish. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, he was the president of, I shouldn't say the school probably.
Well, we won't go into it. Go
but
watch
it
the special.
News.
It's very funny. And it's also, you know, you mentioned your audience.
Yes.
You were like, this is for the women and the gays and the men who love them.
Yes, it's not for incels. So if you're an incel, you're more than welcome to watch it. You don't need to comment.
But we don't need
you. You don't need to leave your comments. The YouTube comment section on my shorts is one of the scariest places on the internet.
Oh my God.
It is terrifying.
What is it? What are they?
Oh, I actually used some of the quotes in the trailer because these quotes just, they are actually like.
Should we bring them up here? Let's see.
One of them is like.
It's on your YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
I mean, YouTube shorts is truly like the depths of the depths of like
hell.
Who is. Yeah.
It's like, what a sad, broken woman. Like, what a, what, like.
A sad, broken woman. I mean, that takes like. Here we go. Here.
No, this one won't have it. Go to the one where I talk about orgasms because they're like a female comedian talking about sex. It's like. Those are the things that get views. You are creating this system.
Right.
Because
well,
you watch them and you comment on them when I talk about sex.
I've talked about this many times, but the sad part about what we do right now is you need, in the same way we know fossil fuel is bad for us, but we need it to make the car go.
Yeah.
We need the two most horrific people you never want to hang out with
fighting.
To argue in the comments. To make the video be seen by normals and fun people we want at our show.
And what's so weird is that in the room, you're like trying to make everyone get along. And then online, you have to try to make everyone fight.
That's.
With the same material.
Right. That's very interesting. And all you'd have to do with the material and what you come to realize is like, you just have to say one word.
Mm.
One word makes someone go, female comedian talking about orgasm. They go, whoa, and they're off the handle. Doesn't matter. You could be saying orgasms are the reasons you'll be good at video games or something. And
right.
They'd be like, they don't even listen to it. So this is a video you have.
This is a video I have that's old. I dug through my archives to start posting more on shorts and TikTok and Instagram. So this is old. And yeah, is it the most like profound joke in the world? Probably not. It's just about sex versus women. Sex with women versus sex with men. And then, of course, the comments. 1 in 100 women are funny and she's not one. That's the top comment. Women are in a very sad state indeed.
Dude, you ever get, it's so funny when it becomes like a, they start talking about like national issues. Like I posted a bit about weight loss and like, then I would get notifications that were like Marxism has gone too far. Like it's like 600 replies down a chain where it's gotten to this like grandiose political thing. It's like, I don't know what I have to do with
and
that.
And the interesting part, and the reason I don't like to get too, this is where all comedian conversations go now, where we're like, we're the only ones dealing with it. Mm. Like if you had a normal husband and wife that are like, I'm a Maddie Wiener fan, I'm a Mary Beth Barone fan, I'm a Jared Free fan, I'm here because I just like what you do, you make me laugh, and I enjoy the things you put out into the world. They've never read a comment. They've never made a comment. And that's who you want at the show. And the only reason they're seeing that video or it went to their feed out of the, because we're told only 1% of your audience is going to see each of your videos or something like that. It's like a crazy percentage that are like, when you post, you can count on like a 0.1% if it doesn't do anything. Now, if it gets out there, we know you start to, but the only way it gets out there is if these idiots go crazy.
I know.
And it's like, man, we are really living in the hell created by male nerds.
Yeah.
Like, this is a male nerd nirvana that we're all fighting. And
it makes them money.
Right.
Like, we're like the little thing in like a Mario video game where we punch each other and then coins come out and they like collect them. You know what I mean? Like, we're all suffering and they're like profiting off of it.
Right. And we have no way out. Like you said, I'm going back in my archives. All you want is like a couple good clips that show someone your vibe.
Right.
Like not even like a joke that you're proud of. And that's like the weird, like I'm just putting up shit against the wall because I want someone to go, hey, this seemed cool. I would go to their show once or twice.
It's,
you know?
Never the one that you're like, wow, I worked really hard on this and I'm excited for people to see it. It's the one where you're like, I guess I'll post this.
Right. And then they're like, Marxism.
Wait, I posted a clip about how I wanted to make a TV show that was 9/11 but Australian. And I talked about how Chernobyl is on HBO Max, but I called it Max. That's like the setup to the joke. Because in Chernobyl, they all have British accents. And people go, this is sponsored content. She wouldn't have called it Max if it wasn't sponsored content.
My God.
This is an ad. So I do a joke about 9/11. And your big problem with it is that it's secretly sponsored content. Like,
also, like, that would be a good marketing strategy for them.
Right.
We're going to really tap into the 9/11 market. We're going to really fly our plane right into the 9/11 market.
That's, Max is really on top of things.
They're so on it.
It's also like the one thing you're conspiracy, like the 9/11 isn't the conspiracy anymore. No, the conspiracy is Max. You've gone past the conspiracy to go to a new conspiracy. Like, it's... Listen, we wanted to talk about Meet Cutes today, of course. This gets us into Meet Cutes, conspiracy theories, 9/11. But I want everyone to go follow Mary Beth Barone, Maddie Wiener. Maddie, you have stuff coming up.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I got a mailing list if people want to go see me in their city.
Go to
on my Instagram.
The mailing list is how we go directly to you. That's a perfect way to get away from the trash in the comments and hoping that some incels wants to yell at you today so that you'll see it. So go to Maddie's email. I have a meet cute story. And do you know what a meet cute is? We know what it is.
It's like that you bump into each other in the hallway and there's books on the floor and then you lock eyes.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Is there, now, I don't know if me as a male straight dude thinks of a meet cute as like something I aspire to. Do you have that in your bodies that you want a meet cute to happen more? I guess with the rise of dating apps, that is the other option is meet cute.
I would much prefer that to dating apps. Dating apps feel so like calculated and mechanical. The idea of like locking eyes with someone on a subway and being like, oh my God, like that rocks.
Right.
That would be cool.
It feels like, you can only hope for one. You can't like manufacture one.
Right.
So as a woman, like, yeah, it's great if you meet someone in a cute way. But I think at this point, we all just want to meet someone. It doesn't need to be in a cute way. Like,
right. Also, you look insane if you're like preparing for it. If you're like looking at and they're like, catch your eyes and are like, what? You know what I mean? Like, you can't
but that
be
could
like
be a meet cute.
Anticipating
that
it.
Could be the meet cute. You're prepping for them and they catch and they're like, what's she about?
You well, know? I guess that maybe anywhere. Is the reason it's so sought after is that it is so wide. Like, the idea that like, you never know. And then you go, well, my story's crazier than the last. Because, well, here's the definition. It's a noun, a cute, charming, or amusing first encounter between romantic partners as in a movie. This is every rom-com. They start with these two people. They meet. They hate each other. They find they're put into a situation. They end up having to love each other. I went online to search out meet cutes, okay? I wanted to read some that were, like, put on Reddit, put on the internet. Reddit, I tend to believe, is just mostly liars and, you know, people writing fan fiction for their own lives. But let's read a few of these. And I want you to tell me if it's an awe or a guffaw.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so here are some meet cutes we found online. I was recently at a wedding for two people who met on a roller coaster. Specifically, Six Flags had put out a call for volunteers to be the first to ride some new roller coaster of theirs. And in the promotional, they'd be in the promotional photos, etc. And these two people had both put their names in and gotten picked. They were both by themselves, and they ended up seated next to each other. When the promotional pics went up on Facebook, they found each other in the comments, started chatting, went out on a date, and the rest is history. Is it an awe or a guffaw?
Well, I have goosebumps. Does that mean anything?
I think awe. I think that's really cute.
I am going to give it a big awe.
Big awe.
Yeah.
Do you have a good, any reason?
I just
think the feeling of it, the...
You know what? Of course, people that would volunteer to be the first to ride roller coasters at Six Flags would meet like-minded individuals at something like that. Like,
it's a great point.
That just makes so much sense to me.
At first, I thought they meant like a safety test. Like, let's see if it works. And I was like, yeah, these two lunatics found the only other person that would love them. But then I was like, oh, promotional photos. Okay.
They come dressed as a crash dummy. They're like, I'm ready to die.
It's like,
well, it is a good point that, you know, some people are like, you know, you see this like trope of like, I'm so weird. I'm so goofy. I like these weird things. It's like, yeah, do your
hiding
weird
my red
stuff.
Hair.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you should, you meet, if you met someone at the hair salon.
The
getting
hair studio.
Red hair studio. The hair thing. I have to prove I'm straight.
You've never had a haircut. You're never, so straight. You've never had a haircut.
It just falls out. You know,
it's like eyelashes on my head. It only gets this long.
I blow it and I make a wish. I'm telling, like this person was like, I'm a roller coaster weirdo. And they're like, I guess I'm on the email list to go test out. I would enjoy this. I like a roller coaster. I don't know if I want to be first on the coaster. Here's why I guffawed. Let me just give some feedback.
Controversy.
I know, right. Because here's the problem. You have to deal with the whole wedding, the whole lead up to the wedding, all roller coaster puns. Like, how many times? Oh, like the every speech on the roller coaster of life, when you're doing the loop-de-loo of dating, like everything would be roller coaster themed.
And
which
if we're
would
going like
me.
Real reading the tea leaves, it's like roller coaster, to be fair, is not the tone you want to set for a relationship.
Right.
Like meeting at like the borderline personality or disorder convention.
Right.
Like, little bit rocky.
Right. I don't know. I just, it's the two. I guess I like that they went to Facebook. It wasn't like they like walked out hand in hand from the roller coaster testing. Going to Facebook, having that kind of like intermediary. Oh, let's go out on a date. Oh, there you are. I noticed you then. It's the reason the internet's so great and horrific. Like, it's great because maybe the person that you were next to, you were also attracted to.
Right. Mm.
Or maybe the person you were next to on the roller coaster that kept staring at you, you were like, I hope I never see that person again. And then they're in your DMs going, hey, 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 hey. Why aren't you talking to me? You won't even look at me. It's like, I thought we were roller coaster, you know, buddies. So, but I guess it's cute. Okay.
It's cute.
Ready? I met my boyfriend in the ER. This is not one of those movie cute things where he was my doctor or nurse. He had fallen off a ladder and had broken his leg. I had the nastiest virus of my life. We met because I threw up on his shoes. Awe or guffaw?
Guffaw.
Guffaw.
I am totally a sucker for love. I'm going to awe. Also, I like that she said he wasn't my doctor or nurse. That's progressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could have just said doctor, but she said nurse too. So I like that. I mean, it's utterly disgusting to throw up in someone's shoe, but then they made the best of it.
See, to me, this is more awe than the last one with the roller coaster.
Really?
Because the roller, I think of it from my perspective. Like, if I'm on the roller coaster, like the idea that they accidentally found each other because of the promo pictures on Facebook, not really how it goes. It's a guy who searched her out and was like, I need to find this one. Like, this was less, this is more reactive than proactive. I like that she puked on his shoes. Oh my God, what the fuck? Oh, she's cool. You know, like, it wasn't like he...
She's a guy's girl. She threw up in my shoe.
Totally. That's nothing more chill than a little bit of puke on my shoes. I don't know. I like this one. Not the doctor or nurse, too. Like, there's no power dynamic.
Yeah.
No one's preying off of their job. I think this is, like, as meat cute as it gets.
Although, I just think if I threw up on a guy's shoe, from his perspective, his leg is broken, there's vomit on his shoe, and he's like, oh, I want to fuck her. If those wires are crossed in his head, terrifying.
See, that's the thing. This is a big thing I've always thought about. Like, how women think of themselves is really, like, detrimental to how you think of them. Like I will say every guy talks about women in workout clothing. And when you go, if you told a woman, she like, you look great in your workout clothing. Oh no, I'm sweaty. I've been in the gym. I feel horrific. And I'm like, no. That is you. How you feel has nothing to do with, like, she had the worst virus of her life. And she's like, how could he ever? And it's like, yeah, the penis is not a cancer sniffing dog. Like it is the penis is, you know, put big dog in a bar.
Yeah.
That's my next new hat. That's merch. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, a lot of times, like, when I was listening to, I think I heard Girls Gotta Eat talking about how they're like, when I go out feeling like shit is when I meet the most guys. It's like, no guy thinks that way. Like, oh, they're from yoga. How could I?
No, I've literally had that where a guy was like hitting on me, but I was wearing like a baggy t-shirt and I was like, I don't know what he's doing right now, but this, and then he was like, no, I want to fuck you. And I was like, but this is, it's like, yeah, they don't care, which is almost annoying because it's like, but I care. I would love if they like could tell a little bit. Like, I remember I was talking to a guy about like those, they're like yoga pants, but not like leggings. Do you know the one I'm talking about where they're like really stretchy and they're form-fitting, but then they're almost like bell bottoms.
Oh yeah, they have like a flare.
Yeah, and they have these like weird patterns on them, and this guy was like, oh, girls look so hot in those. And I was like, they're the ugliest pants I've ever seen in my life.
Right,
like, that's so upsetting.
Well, it is I would understand the upsetting part is like, I put time into the days I wanted to feel right, and then the day I put no time at all, that's when the guy's like, oh my God, I'm like a sweatsuit fiend. You know, like, I don't know. Like, isn't it?
That's why you got to distress for yourself. You know?
Right.
Because you just don't know. Like, a guy could like the ugliest pants in the world. And like, you're not going to know that until you date them for 3 years.
Right.
So
3 years in, you got all the information. I was drunk and walking home from a county fair with some weird medium-sized stuffed gorilla. I stopped some girl walking by and told her I won this for the most beautiful girl I saw. I handed it to her and drunkenly stated my phone number for her. She was caught off guard, and my roommates told me how big of an asshole I was. 2 days later, she called. We started dating a week later. I still don't know if that was smooth or obnoxious. Probably both. What happened?
This was a Reddit one, right?
It may have been.
This can't be real.
Was it really?
Why? Because this, like, is like, well, this is Reddit is nerd porn.
Yeah.
It is all like they've taken a story that may have happened and then they've played it up in fan fiction for themselves.
Yeah, it's very like, yeah, I was kind of dunking and then the ball fell and hit some girl on the head and then she sucked my dick.
That's every Reddit. You're right. It's either like I'm the man or I'm the biggest victim.
Yeah.
My wife decided to divorce me, and it was right after she stood up in a restaurant and said, he has a small penis. Like, that would be, that's like every Reddit story. Guffaw.
taking this as fact, like, we'll presume
you gotta take it as fact.
We'll presume it's true. I'm gonna guffaw at this one. I like that maybe it's a happily ever after, but I feel like that's just strange. And drunk guys are so scary. Have you ever met one?
Yeah, terrifying. Yeah. Coming up to you holding a giant stuffed gorilla. Animal.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be near me walking home with my, like, food I got drunk.
And friends, like roommates, too.
Yeah, there's a lot. So it's a big group of men yelled at a woman and threw a stuffed gorilla at her.
And she was broken enough that she did call.
Yeah, this is about a woman with no danger instinct who has been seriously hurt in her past.
Well, she did go home first. You know, right?
To her credit, she didn't go home with him immediately. But
listen, I feel like something's missing in the story because he's like, my roommates told me how much of an asshole I was. And I'm like, for other guys to be like, you're being a dick right now, just giving a girl his number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I this is a guffaw. Because it's when a meet cute starts from the penis, it's just not going to be like, that's not cute. And I like when I see those stories and they're written on like the My Story page.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, there's another way to tell this story that's horrific. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and I was walking home from the county fair and he just gave me a stuffed gorilla. It's like, no. This guy saw you, was like, hey, get over here.
Yeah.
I got a gift for you. And you're like, oh, my God. Let's do one more. Hair thinning is complicated. Hair is a reflection of your health and internal factors can impact it. Get your personalized hair health plan today with Nutrafol's Hair Wellness Quiz. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding with results in 3 to 6 months. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. I gotta say, my mom is a huge Nutrafol user. She loves it. She's seen results. She's seen thicker, fuller hair, and I think you will too. And also, my mom just won't take something that she doesn't see results from. And every month, she's coming back to me. I'm like her dealer. She's like, come on, get me the Nutrafol. So you're gonna love it. And also, you know what I love about this? The quiz. They're not going to just give you something. It's going to be something that's specific to you and your needs. So start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's Hair Wellness Quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter the promo code FEATHER. Take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code FEATHER. That's Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code FEATHER. Valentine's Day has come and gone, but you can still keep the romance blooming all spring with Paired, the relationship app for couples. The Paired app helps you to connect with your partners every day so you can learn new things about them and remember why you fell in love in the first place. It's so easy to use. You and your partner both download the app, pair together, and each day you'll get a quiz or a question to answer with questions like which three words describe your partner best and quizzes like emotional intelligence. You'll find yourselves learning new things all the time. I love this. I love that there's someone out there who's in a relationship who looks at their friend on a dating app and they're like, let me play with it. Well, there's an app right now that you can play with and have fun with your partner. It's called Paired. So what a way to communicate in ways you couldn't imagine. Sometimes you're not ready to talk about something until someone knocks on the door and asks you to answer it. And this is a great way to knock on some new doors in your partner's brain. Whether you're just a few dates in or have been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/JTrain to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/JTrain to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here. Hello, J Train listeners. I am on the road. If you see a city right next to me that matches up with where you are, come assemble the group chat. Bring your friends, your family, your brother, your sister, your mama, your papa. It's the family business tour. It's a 1-hour story about going to the beach with my parents that I am positive you are going to relate to. So get your crew together and get your tickets now. I'm on the road. We added Milwaukee and the Hamptons. Ooh, fancy people. Come on out. Let's do one more. We were both at the same party in the house we were in, only had one bathroom. I noticed the guy since I first got to the party and we exchanged a few glances. I went to use the bathroom at one point and I hear someone knock at the door, but I lock the door. So I just say, just a minute. Before I can do anything else, the guy I was exchanging glances with earlier barges into the bathroom, breaking the lock and part of the door itself. He notices me, says, sorry, I really gotta go, and then proceeds to relieve himself in the bathtub across from me. Turned away from me, thankfully. He then introduced himself while I'm washing my hands, laughing my butt off. I introduced myself as well, and then I left. We didn't hang out again for maybe 5 years, but now we live together and have been going strong for almost 2.5 years, and he still makes me laugh every day. Awe or guffaw?
Guffaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like property damage.
I would guffaw them. Right. I would guffaw them as like a couple forever. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the way they met, I'm like, I can't believe that this is a good marriage, a good...
All of these are so concerning to me that I'm like, the women in the stories don't fuck these men.
Right.
They're all horrible entrances.
They're all psychotic.
He broke into the bathroom. It's like, both the last two were like, he seemed like he was going to attack and kill me. But then he was really cool, so I dated him.
Right.
Crazy. Yeah,
this is giving like, no, he's so great. Like, he lets me drive my own car.
It's very like, isn't he so funny? And you have to lie to them. And be like,
I'm like, no, he just punched a hole in my wall. Like, that's not funny.
Yeah,
that's
this scary. Is, and it's a certain type where it's like the idea that you are like, I just, it, like, to break into a bathroom because I had to go.
What are you, a child? You need to piss your pants?
Like, you didn't have a UTI. Like, no. I need a bigger reason than I have to pee.
And if you're barging in like that, it better be to take a shit. Now that I can understand.
If you don't squat, shit in the tub, go everywhere. I need you to like shamefully go to the bathroom.
You humiliate yourself.
Yeah, I need you. Yeah. Okay. So I went out the other night for my birthday. Okay. And I just, the only reason I'm talking about Meet Cutes today is because when I told this story, the amount of women that were like, you have to go out. It's so interesting to me that a story leads to, you need to go out. And I'm like, I just don't see it that way. But so I go out for my birthday. I did the comedy.uo shows. They have great shows. We've all done them. They're in cool spaces. Katz's Deli. They'll do them at Economy Candy. So go follow them if you want to like do a cool New York City thing. Comedy.uo. They actually just messaged me. So I do their show 8 and 10:30 is my spot times. So I decide I am going to go for a nice birthday dinner. It's my birthday night. Gonna go for a nice birthday dinner at Coca Duck, which is a new restaurant by the owners of Coat. And it's a fried chicken and caviar champagne place.
Whoa.
Fancy.
Lines out the door every day. You can't get in. It is the reason it's a good restaurant. It's two things are good about it. And they're very generational to me. I think they fit our wide age group. Maddie, you're younger than you're
I'm 32.
In between us.
I'm 25.
25, that's 32,
insane.
39.
That's crazy. Sorry.
We have all the generations, okay? So tell me if this restaurant speaks to you on the low end and I'm on the high end. Okay.
In the middle.
In the middle. So I think a high-low restaurant is like something everyone's like into. You want that high-end experience with like a low-end food, something you would get normally. We want the smash burger with the martini next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is kind of playing into that, where they're doing the fried chicken and chicken nuggets, but they got a caviar on it, and there's a fancy side to it that you're getting in this, like, you know, whatever. So does that speak to you guys?
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like fine dining, but it's like comfort food, kind of.
Right.
And it's like comfort food that is being done really well, it sounds like.
Right. You're going to get the best of it.
Yeah. The best of an ordinary thing is nice.
Well, I think that also speaks to us. I think, you know, my parents' generation, my dad, like, I remember he came back from a restaurant and I was like, how was the food? And he goes, I just want the burger to come off the plate. I go, you just want a big burger? And he's like, yeah, I just want a big burger. I go, what about what it tastes like? He's like, that didn't even like register to him. I think we've left Maggiano's generation and entered a new, like, I just want the good thing that's great done well. Okay, so Coca Duck is doing that. Here's the food. Here's the cocktail. I'm showing it right now. That's the fried chicken. They can, and also here's the second thing that I think they're doing that I think a lot of people want from their, I think people want a restaurant experience. I think you want to look at the menu and they're going to like walk you through it. Like they're going to say, okay, you're going to get, I'm getting the bucket experience. I'm getting the fried chicken bucket experience. They're going to bring the coleslaw. They're going to bring the salad course. They're going to bring you a little chicken nugget. They're going to give you the sauces. Then it's going to end with this big course of chicken. So, and everyone tosses in the same amount of money and no one has to make any decision. I think that speaks to a certain generation.
I also really like that the chicken is on like, a centerpiece of like a Game of Thrones feast.
Yes.
Like it's a very like medieval banquet kind of, I don't, not even plate, like tower.
Right. You would, you, normally fried chicken is eaten in the dark by light of the fridge, shamefully. This is a, this is a beautiful event. You're celebrating the chicken. I like it. So
can I ask, please, were you there alone sitting at the bar?
So I walked there. So at an 8 o'clock spot, I walked to this place knowing they're busy all the time. Let me go check. The beauty of being single in the city, you show up to any bar. Can I sit at the bar? They had one seat open. So I sat down. The bartender walked me through their whole menu, got me the cocktail, got me the, you know, the bucket for one. I'm very happy.
Bucket for one.
Bucket for one. That's my new merch.
Bucket for one. For one.
Just a bucket with a number one on it.
Oh, that's so good.
Bucket for one. So I, that's a great album title. So, so I sit, suddenly the seat next to me opens up and this young girl, she's Maddie, your age. And Maddie, this seems to be something your age group is doing where it's like, I saw it on TikTok. I got to do it.
Oh, yeah, and when you can hear it, like, get into people's speech patterns in real life, that really freaks me out. Yeah, I'm very resistant to this trend, but I'm aware of what you're talking about.
Like, someone walked through a restaurant, they did the video, and then you see someone, like, doing what they saw on TikTok.
Oh, because this is, like, the type of place that it's, like, things you have to do in New York City.
Absolutely. This is like, number one on that list.
Okay, and then people are there, like, mirroring the... Oy vey, okay.
Maddie just got annoyed in real time. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, you totally see it on TikTok, and I got to do it. So this girl next to me is doing that. She got a single chicken nugget with caviar on it and a cocktail. And she's taking a picture of it, and I'm like, there's a moment where I go, I have to remember, I'm okay with going, Jared, you're old. You're old man loser. You're not supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here with a sitter at home and your child and your wife for your one night out ever on your birthday. Don't act like you should be here. She should be here on her own taking a picture of a chicken nugget caviar thing. I'm okay with that. So I kind of glance over and then my food comes and I go to take a picture of my food. So I go to take a picture of my food. She takes the phone out of my hand. She goes, I'll take it for you. And I go, no, that's okay. Like, I'm not going to, like, thumbs up next to my chicken. Like, I just want to send the food to my family who I'm like, hey, I'm out. This is, like, a cool spot. And then she makes mention that she recognizes me from, oh, you do comedy, right? So, like, she kind of had a familiarity with me, but wasn't like, oh, you're Jared Fried. It was more like, I've seen you do things. Okay, so now we start talking. My friend sent me a Venmo for $50. He sells champagne. And he was like, get this glass of champagne for your birthday. This is from my wife and I to you.
That's so nice.
Very nice. So I ordered the glass of champagne. She's like, and I'm talking to her. And she goes, I go, what are you doing here on your own? She goes, it's my birthday.
Oh, that's cute.
See?
That's really cute.
I go.
Shut up. Really?
I swear to God. And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, you know. And I go, what are you doing alone on your birthday?
Oh, my God.
And she goes,
she said, I had two comedy shows.
Right. 10:30. Yeah, she's... she says, and she gave a really nice answer. I appreciate her answer. She goes, on my birthday, I like to be alone, just have a day where I like zen out and I do all these nice things for myself. I get my hair done. I go get ice cream. I got my favorite ice cream today. And now I'm here having this, you know, this nice restaurant experience. And I go, well, that's very nice. That's actually, that's a really thought. And she's like, I'm meeting my friends later. So like, whatever. And so I said, it's actually my birthday too. And she's like, no way. And she's like, we're doing a shot, which is like the most 26-year-old thing to say to me. Like I was like, and I'm like, well, I'll do a shot with you. I'll get you a glass of the champagne that I just got. I'll get two now. So I get the glass of champagne and I go, why? And I go, you didn't even get the chicken. And she goes, well, no, I wanted the one chicken nugget with the caviar. She goes, it would have been too much food. I go, well, now you're going to have some of my chicken. And I give her the leg. So then we take a picture of us to show my friend who's got me the champagne. We send it to him. So there's us with the champagne. That's her with the chicken wing.
Oh, my God.
We take a picture.
This is cute. This is cute.
Really cute.
Whatever happens, this is cute.
This is
cute. You know, however this ends.
Listen, meet cute, all achieved.
Hmm.
The bartender I start talking to, and I tell her, I go, can you believe it's both our birthdays? We're both here. She's like, you're both here alone on your birthdays? I'm like, yeah, okay, we're not trying to, you know, put the word out.
How sad.
Yeah, right. Who would do such a thing? She goes, I guess the last thing is they give you yogurt at the end. They give you a frozen yogurt. So she goes, I'm about to leave to go do my spot. And she goes, hold on. You got to have your ice cream. So she brings over two ice creams with a candle in it. And that's us with the candle. The bartender brings out two ice creams with candles in it. We go to take a picture. This is what happens when we go to take the picture.
Oh my God.
She goes to kiss me on the cheek and her hair lights on fire.
Oh my God, I didn't even see the hair. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And because I was taking a picture and it was a live picture, it picked up everything.
Jared.
This is so crazy.
So when her hair goes on fire, because she got her hair done that day for her birthday.
Oh my God.
A manager from the restaurant comes over, like smacks her in the face. Is like, oh my God. She's like, oh my God. I used to work at Bagatelle. It happened all the time there. I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? She's looking at me and she's doing like, I'm fine. There's still sparks coming off of her face as she's telling me she's fine. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, I don't know. I have to go now. I have my spot.
Oh my
and
God.
We had exchanged numbers to exchange that first picture. So like we had each other's number and I'm like, I'll say, you know, and she's like, you're not going to make me your routine, please.
Of
I'm
course.
Like, of course
the
you
natural
are.
Natural question.
A story I'll tell for the rest of my life. and she's like, oh no, she understood, you know, like the idea. I'm like, I have to post this. I have to tell this on Instagram. I put it on Instagram. But this story to me, if this happened to you, would you have to go on a date with them?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's just fun. It's a shared human experience. And even if it like goes up in flames, no pun intended, you know, no, there's no loss. It's low stakes, I would say.
Also, I don't have the same gripe that I had with that Reddit story about the throw up or anything because you had a meet cute. It was already so cute. And then the funny fire thing happened.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got your first introduction was still like, oh, cute. What are you doing here? It's both of our birthdays. And then a funny thing on top of it is like.
See, it's interesting to me because like, to me, this is the first date.
Mm.
To me, she was very nice. She's pretty. All these great things. There's not enough nice things I could say about someone like this.
Right.
But I was there. It felt very much like, to me, and then what happens is
so funny.
I was basically like, listen, she was the 39 to 26. To say a 39-year-old could never date a 26-year-old, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying I was there thinking this is a very nice young woman who I am not looking to date.
Mm.
But it is interesting all the feedback. Like I had people like especially on the internet where you can say whatever you want. It's not like you have to talk to my face. But to say like, yo, you have to Stop being so miserable. This is what we tell single people. Is
that stop being so miserable.
Stop being so negative. Don't be, oh, you. And it's like, do I have no say in this? You know, and it is one of those things where if you're single, your married friend, your relationship friends, the friends that are done listening to you go, well, if you won't seek this out with the woman whose hair lit on fire, what? This is your mindset. You are living wrong. And I find that so interesting, especially if you're like in this world of like, we love a meet cute. We love the story. The story is all that matters. I've been in relationships where I all of a sudden we had a story when I didn't think there was a story at all. Like I'm being told the story of us meeting at like a dinner with her friends. And I'm like, oh, I guess this is how you see it.
Yeah.
And I just find it like, I think the story can sometimes ruin people. Like, if you're chasing, I need this great story to work out.
Yeah.
What are you chasing?
And it feels like a little bit like social media influence too, where it's like, you could turn away something really, really good because you're like, it's not the like sparks flying fireworks, like thing that I see like on TikTok. And it's like, yeah, because like nobody's life is like that.
Right.
So you can't like turn down things until you get that because that's like never going to happen.
Right. If you know, it goes both ways. Right. That if you're turning down those stories, like I'm turning down the bad stories because it's not a good story. I don't know. I thought about this a lot because I got so much feedback from people being like, well, it's a good story, so just go with it.
All the feedback was go with it? Was there anyone who was like, she seems crazy?
No.
I don't think she's crazy.
No, but it was, there was no, if anything, it was like either ha-ha or you need to date her. You need to date her. It's just so funny when I was there with her. Like I would, not to, the idea that I wouldn't pursue someone that I felt that in-person connection with.
I think the age difference is legitimate.
Right.
Like maybe it's not, you know, you had this one great night and that's cool too. There's also that aspect of it where it's like, it's still a cool story. Mm. It's still really funny and you have like photographic evidence of the funny thing that happened.
I mean, that video is incredible.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, I think you can, if you feel, I don't know. Yeah, you don't have to act on it just because you feel pressure. But I get why people are just dying for like cute, fun things to happen, like on a grand scale or, you know, in their day-to-day lives. So to see you have something like that, I'm sure they're like, oh, this is so fun. Like just chase the fun aspect of it.
Right.
But in reality, you know, maybe you guys are not a match.
You know, it's funny. As a single person, you, Mary Beth, you're seeing someone.
Mm-hmm.
You see anyone?
Very single.
Very single. Do you have this where people, where you... I don't know, maybe at a younger age, I wouldn't have this feeling, but this idea that, like, you do have this mental mathematical equation you have to, like, dig into where it's like, well, if I don't go out, you know, you are, there's a lot of self-doubt as you get older and single, I think. And you go, and all your friends are like, you go after this story, and why would you turn this down? And you're like, well, maybe I am the miserable one. Maybe I am the one that turns things down. Maybe I am the cynical one. Maybe I am the person that thinks it's got to work out a certain specific way, or I'm being too specific. And I think that's the hard thing about, you know, getting to a certain age and being single. It was just an interesting.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. It's already been a while. I've told the story a couple of times, but I wanted to, you know, bring up some meet cutes. I don't know. I think I would do nothing with it. It is interesting. I would never, even like, you know, you go on the dating apps and if you're swiping, you go, they do this, they do that, they do that. You do that on a first date too. You do that when you meet someone in person too.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I don't think we're a match. I'm doing the math in my head. You know, like, I don't know if for me, I'm looking for, like this wild future for myself. Like I am looking for someone that I would like agree with on everything.
It's fun, yeah. To have that. I don't know that exists, but it would be cool. It would be awesome.
How did you
to like date yourself?
Yeah. Right, to just date
someone that you're like, oh, we get it completely. There's no arguments here.
My buddy Kenyon and I have like an ongoing joke that we're like, you need a dating app. That the whole catch, you know what I mean? There's like J-Date, there's like ones that are specific. You need one where the whole idea is like, this is an app for people who just fucking get it, man.
Yeah.
Because that is a small sliver and it's the only people I'm interested in having inside of me. You gotta right. get it.
I always thought there was a good idea for an app was a test. And you take a test and it was all questions you answered. And someone would know how to make the algorithm that makes this happen. But you take someone's test. So you get to their profile and it was like, it's like one of those, like, it's like a picture of them, but it's blocked out.
Mm-hmm.
So you do like 30 questions and every question you get right for them.
Whoa.
You get to see more of what they look like. So Whoa. It's a little bit Love is Blind-ish. So it would be like question one.
That's cool.
I like to eat. And it's just like non-negotiable. So you right. would answer these and it would be like, how important are they to you? So like, you'd be like, okay, I like Chinese food on a Sunday night. If someone doesn't want to do that, would you date them? And it's like, no, not 100% no. So they'd immediately, your profile goes away. If they yeah. said, oh, I don't care what night. You go, well, I care. Do you know what I mean? Like something stupid like that. And then the more, so you'd have to like score like 80% to see their picture or to get close enough to be able to like have a conversation with them.
Interesting.
You're giving this idea away for free right now.
Listen.
That's crazy.
I've given out years of free ideas here on the J Train Podcast. That's why you should email in jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to do a mailbag question. Give yourself the best nighttime routine possible with Beam Dream Powder. Available in delicious flavors like chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, and sea salt caramel, and only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. You'll want a mug before you turn in every night. I love this drink. I have to say, it's a great way to change your routine. I have started drinking Dream Beam Powder, and I love it because I'm a nighttime eater. I'm someone who wants a little sweet. This gives you that little sweet while also rocking you off to Betty Boo. So just mix one scoop of Beam Dream into hot water or milk. Stir it up. Drink about 30 minutes before bedtime. I love it. I think it's delicious. The numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them get better sleep. It's also great to like tell your body it's bedtime. I love that. Find out why Forbes and New York Times are all talking about Beam and why it's trusted by the world's top athletes and business professionals. Today, J-Train listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder, their science-backed healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. If you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/J-Train. Use code J-Train at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/J-Train. Use code J-Train for up to 40% off. It's spring, time to let everything bloom, including your bedroom experience. Just add a little THC with Viya. Viya's best-selling High Love Gummy will take things to the next level. With aphrodisiac herbs and a low dose of THC, it awakens the senses and increases blood flow and adds intensity. I love what Viya's doing. What a fun thing to do with your partner. Take a little Viya, open yourself up a little bit, get a little tingly all up in your body. It's just a great additive to a physical relationship. I love it. I've tried it. It is good. Each type of gummy has their own unique strengths with and without THC. So no matter what you're looking for, there's something for you. Whether you want to get better sleep, ease anxiety, or take a little trip, Viya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging right to your door. No medical card required. Let the gummies work their magic. If you're 21 and older, check out the link to Viya in the description. Use the code JTRAIN to receive 15% off and a free sample. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Viya Hemp. I think this one is very interesting. It's really about how long to hold a grudge.
Ooh,
do you have anyone that you're holding a grudge with?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Several people.
Several.
Yeah.
Do you care to, is there anyone that you would, is there top of mind someone that you're thinking of?
I have a lot of people that have come in and out of my, well, I have a list of enemies on my notes app on my phone.
Oh my God, really? That's so funny.
Yeah, so, and it's getting longer by the day.
Is there celebrities on there?
There's a couple, but only if I've like met them.
Really?
It's like personal, real enemies.
Yeah, there's only a couple of people on there that I haven't met. But like, I know, like, they know a friend of mine and did something terrible. You know what I mean? Or like, I know a detail about them that I could just never like fuck with them. But I do have then also just like people in my life that we have had falling outs, and so that's it.
I don't think I have anyone in my life that I had like a falling out with.
Well, you're a boy. Not to gender it, but I feel like it's much more common to have like an ex-best friend when you're a girl.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of like the female experience.
Right. I would actually just say we were closer. We used to be closer. I would never think, like, why even
maybe this
deal
is
with
why
that?
It's hard for us. We're like, we are mortal enemies now.
Yeah. Well, that's the crazy.
Like, they stole the crown from your. I'm going very medieval this episode. Yes, I don't know what's happening. But it does, you know what I mean?
It's gothic.
Like biblical proportions. Yeah.
No, I. It is funny. It's like when you talk to, like, people about their relationships and they're like, he's so avoidant. It's like, yeah. I do that with everyone in my life. Like the idea that like this is a relationship thing. No. I am avoiding all conflict on every level. Like there's no guy I have an ex-friend. Like the idea that I would like, you know, be mad at a guy like what am I, a loser? Like I don't know. It's like
I guess mad for a guy someone? To be mad at someone that is kind of cringy, I guess. But for a girl, if like I feel like taking the power back of like being angry, like allowing myself to be angry at people, and if they never made amends or, you know, whatever they did to me felt like really unforgivable, like I do want to just never talk to them again.
Really?
And I don't like if I saw them out, I would not say anything.
That's why those Real Housewives shows like they speak to people because like I watch it, I'm like, man, these are like huge fights to just have at a brunch place.
Right.
And it is like the dream, I think, of every woman to like have it out
and to, like,
at brunch.
Yeah, to be able to like also have an interaction and then immediately go to some like Catholic confessional booth and be like, I fucking hate her. Like that would be nice.
Yeah.
If there was just a camera you could turn to and be like, can I tell you what just happened?
Would you want... Instead of phone, we take all the phone booths in New York City.
Okay.
We turn them into confessionals. You can put a quarter in, or you can tap it a quarter. I'm 100. You can tap
you
it.
You can give 1 shilling.
Right. 1 shilling. And it's like a photo booth. You can take your confessional, and then you can send it to your friends in the group chat. See, I'm cooking
you
with gas.
You are such an
today.
Idea,
wow.
Man. I'm
right?
Like,
this is Shark Tank.
That's such a good like art, like an art installation, like
right.
All over New York, and then you compile them, and you automatically sign a release. They own your likeness forever.
Yes,
and then they can, you know, make it into like a art piece or whatever.
And it would be like the music from like the music they use as the background music. It would like play right in. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say we're talking like crazy installation art. Would be you go in thinking it's gonna be a confessional. But when you tap your phone, it like steals your data. And so you're like, I'm going to go in and confess here's the people that I hate and talk shit about. And then it posts it to your Instagram story.
Right away.
And they have your bank details.
Tags them.
And it forces everyone to confront what they're going through.
Well, now we all get to have like a real Housewives episode of our own.
Yeah. You thought you were saying it privately. Now everybody knows. Now we can address it.
I think the world would be a better place if people would just say that type of stuff, like to the person they're mad at and out loud. And even with these people that I have like a notes app or a list on my notes app, like I would say anything I've said behind their backs, I would say to their face. Like,
do you have anyone on this list you want to confront here on the J Train podcast?
I feel like
give me this chance right now. It's okay if you say no.
No, it wouldn't be interesting, I don't think, to hear.
If you
want
to
listeners.
See all the people called out, Mary Beth Barone on YouTube, thought-provoking. It's out right now.
I call them each out by name.
They're
that's,
all
that's
happening.
The special. That's why it was 40 minutes.
That's
couldn't do it in 30.
That's what got you to 40. Okay, so here's the mailbag. We want you to send in your mailbag questions. Since the change in this format, people haven't sent as much questions. I would love for people to send more questions. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Lifestyle, friend advice, relationship, dating. But we like I like this type of stuff, like where it's like, real story, chew on the bone, relationships, not like what should I do for a first date doesn't speak to me as much as this email. JTrain is a fellow econ guy from a state school. I'm looking for, that's right, throw them up, everybody. I'm looking for some of your surprisingly helpful and on-point advice. My wife, 34, and I, 38, have been married for a little over 2 years. Everything is wonderful. We met several years ago while I was dating another girl. And unfortunately for all involved, except perhaps me at the time, I started dating them both. Okay. I ended the relationship with the other girl in May 2018 and began dating my wife exclusively in April 2019. After we were engaged in April 2021, my younger sister, 29, who I was very close with, reached out to the ex-girlfriend and had her text me with the intention of breaking up my wife and I. That is a wild sentence.
Wow.
My younger sister, who I was very close with, reached out to the ex-girlfriend, had her text me with the intention of breaking up my wife and I. Do you know how many people have to be on board? Like, listen, I understand he dated them both at once. I'm sure the ex-girlfriend is angry at him.
But it sounds like he wasn't cheating. They were just in early stages of, like, everyone's dating people.
Right.
Well, this is him telling it. So I'm willing to believe that he didn't do all right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure he had the best of intentions. I'm sure at a because he says, I was dating another girl, and unfortunately for all involved, except perhaps maybe me, I started dating them both. Mm. So, like, I can understand timelines run into each other.
Yeah.
I have empathy for that. But obviously this person felt hurt enough to go along with his sister to break up an engagement.
Oy vey.
Because they fake phone numbers, screenshots, and screenshots of scandalous fake text messages. It took me some doing, but I was finally able to convince my wife that none of the messages were real and that I had been faithful ever since we dated exclusively. This betrayal was shocking to me as I thought my sister liked my fiance slash wife and we all hung out regularly. I couldn't believe what she tried to do and immediately blocked her on everything and cut off all communications. This was in May 2021. So we sit here in March 2024.
Wow. Mm.
Sister has tried to reach out to me several times via new cell phone numbers and multiple email addresses in the 2+ years since. But I haven't responded and frankly haven't really wanted to. She has never apologized and only offered excuses as to why she did what she did. Perhaps I would consider opening the door to mending the relationship if there were apologies and remorse, but so far none of that has transpired. My question to you and your esteemed guests is this: how long is too long to hold a grudge against a family member? Should I be more open to mending this relationship? Am I obnoxiously stubborn for wanting her to show remorse? How would you handle a similar situation? My wife and I have agreed to follow the sage advice that is offered. Thanks for all you do. So we are being trusted to figure out this family feud.
Wow.
What do we think, top line?
I have a lot of questions.
Oh, no.
Siri has thoughts.
Siri's ready to go.
I have a lot of questions about the family dynamic leading into this.
Yeah,
which it does say that they were very close. I think, I guess something, so I'm all for grudges, obviously.
Yes.
But I do, why is, oh my God, now my phone's trying to chime in. Because I said S-I-R-I. So I feel like because she is reaching out, I think there is a way to come to a place where he can explain what needs to be done to mend the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times with grudges, the other people's not actively seeking like some type of compromise.
Yes.
So I feel like it's definitely worth a conversation, but like I can't fathom this because I'm really close with my siblings. So like it's obviously I would want to mend that. Like that's family.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I think same thing. I think if he were to talk to her and be like, hey, this is what I need. And then if he feels like it's a sincere apology, like if she really can understand that and
right.
actually apologize. Because I also, yeah, I agree about family. Like I just kind of jumped to like on your deathbed, you're going to be like, damn, I wish I had mended that. You
we
got
to figure this out.
Yeah.
It is actually, well, I think what you both said is very important. She can't read your mind. She doesn't know. I mean, she should know to apologize, you would think. But I think there's just so much here that, like, I need to know what are the steps to getting us back to some normalcy here.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that him and his wife worked out. That's
right.
huge. If it had actually ended the marriage, that would be a pretty different situation than, like, it still sucks, but, like, crisis avoided. You're in the happy marriage. I say
well,
mend it.
Here, you got to mend it, but you know, I think the problem is like there's so many things here that we need like a schedule.
I need them all in the studio.
Bring them in now. I think like my first question to my sister is, what is your issue with my wife?
Yeah.
That's my first question. What's the issue with my wife that forced you to do something that is like next level out of control.
Faking text messages also is crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because also, if and when he mends his relationship with his sister, she's going to have a relationship with his wife, too.
Right.
So if that's not figured out, there's no coming back
and
together because you're
kids,
a couple now. You're
nieces,
all a family.
Nieces, nephews, things like that. You want them to know their aunt. But I'm thinking this girl's 29 years old and she's doing that. Like, what's going on, girl? What's
right.
up?
That's the thing.
That's
she's not,
weird.
She wasn't 17 and did this. 17, I go, yeah, this is like high school shit. 29 to go and find an accomplice.
It's a little cuckoo.
To fuck up your brother's engagement. I need to know, that would be, like, I need to know the place this came from. What was so dire in my relationship that affected you in a way that, because everyone sees themselves as the hero.
Right.
So, like, I would be more curious, like, what happened with you and my wife? Like, I need to know, did she offend you? Do you have a thing? Because I don't think any of this gets fixed unless he fixes whatever this sister's issue is with his wife.
The root problem.
Because you see yourself as helping this scenario. You think you're taking down the big bad wolf that is my wife. What made my wife the big bad wolf to you? And I can understand where that's hard to do because you got to take your wife's side all the time. He has to live with his wife. I understand that. I understand where that's tough because it can be seen as a betrayal. Like, but I need to know what made... Nobody does things for no reason at all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My message to the sister and the ex-girlfriend is everything you're doing is perpetuating the idea that women are crazy. And please don't do that because
right.
we have enough fucking problems. We are up against it all the time. And when you pull shit like that, like that's a story that probably 10 degrees away from those people themselves. And now we know about it.
Right. It's
like
being
that's
retold.
A story that's being retold and it's making us look insane. So can you guys stop? Please.
Right. Help us out
don't
here.
Don't do that.
Help the cause. Because, well, their neighbors know about this. The friends know about this. Her friends know about this. The ex's friends know about this.
Wife's friends.
The wife's friends.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Everyone
knows. They are having a fucking field day with it.
Absolutely. But I think we... So if I was to make like a task list, it would be one, reach out to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk. It's got to be face-to-face. We got to get rid of like... The questioning of tones. I got to make sure I see your eyes looking
fake,
into my
and
eyes.
And text can be fake. We know that.
They can be
fake. So
she's starting new phone numbers to reach out to him.
Right.
Which on the one hand, I'm like, wow, she really wants to rekindle the relationship. On the other hand, she faked text messages. So maybe this is just some crazy tech lady. You know what I mean?
She's women in STEM.
Yeah, this is...
Don't do that.
This is a big win for women in STEM.
No, you're right.
You know, this
it's
is
not,
a very big project they put together.
It's not good for women. This is... The trickle down of this is we're going to have to wait another 10 years to get a female astronaut.
Yeah.
It all comes back to us.
I just think it has to start with, hey, we need to talk, you and your sister. Look, also, the ex, I get a little bit. You feel... Woman scorned. I feel upset. I was cheated on. I can understand where she gets to, let's make some fake texts and fuck up a marriage. I don't know where the sister starts.
Yeah.
And that's the person you need to understand because then you need to know how this relationship can work in the future.
Yeah.
So, hey, sis, we need to get together. You sit down with her. You start with, I am angry about what happened. I need an apology. But... With that apology, I need to know what made you so angry at my marriage that you brought another person into this to try and take me down. I need to know where it starts. And I need you to be so uncomfortably honest with me.
Yeah.
Because it may be that you know something about my wife that I don't know. Maybe and I'm not saying this happened, but like, to me, the only reason to do this is that you know my wife has another marriage.
Yeah. Or, you know, there's other, like, fundamental things that could be different, perhaps. Like, I don't even want to say examples, but look, say the thing. The sister has to say the thing that she doesn't want to say.
Right.
Whatever ugly, dark reason it is, just you need to air it because otherwise I don't think there's, like, a way to build off of, like, something that's not said.
Right. And I think he needs to make sure that his wife knows this is all going to happen. So she doesn't feel
behind
her back.
For sure, for sure.
And you need to go to your wife and be like, hey, listen, can you handle getting over this in the smallest of ways? Can we move forward? I'm not saying she's going to be like sitting with us at dinner tomorrow night after we have a talk, but I have to make sure you're on board for this being a normal relationship at some point in the future. And I think that's a big part of this.
I'm also curious about the rest of the family.
Me too.
Yeah, where are the parents
in the picture? Are there other siblings? Because like, one, you could also use that. I mean, you should talk to her directly, but also there could be some like mediation of like,
right,
what's she up to? Can you tell her to reach out to me? Blah, blah, blah. And also like, if you're going to see your whole family, you can't like break up the family over this. I mean, I guess you could, but
it's wild that the parents haven't gotten involved, that he's emailing here.
Well, like, that, I mean, that's just insane.
Papa, Papa, what do I do?
I don't know. I would be like, I'd be like, did you hear what fucking Rachel did? And they'd be like, what? I'd be like, she made fake texts to try and break up my marriage. Do you not like my wife? Like,
yeah, what's going on? I need to know about the upbringing. I need to know about the parents' dynamic. What's Thanksgiving looking like these days?
Right. There's a lot here. And I think it starts with sitting down with your sister and figuring out where this came from. Because there is such a thing. And he doesn't get into it. The feelings on this, you know, this relationship that he's in. There's such a thing that everyone, that he's the only one not in on those conversations.
That's true.
Where the whole family has this thing where they're like, we're not on board for this marriage. And this is the way it acted out, which is crazy. But it did act out. I don't know. This is tough.
Good luck.
I would love an update.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
We need to know.
We're going to Patreon now. Listen, people, if you are a podcast listener, thank you. We do the end of every episode for $5 a month. So every episode, you get like another half hour, 20-minute episode. And we play games. We're going to do a luxury lounge. We got two luxury lounges that we're going to do on the Patreon. $5 a month, patreon.com/JaredFreed. You got the end of this episode plus Coffee with J Train. I do extra podcasts every week. So we'll be on Patreon right now. We're going to do some luxury lounge.